And we're back in conversation on The Business Show this afternoon, and we'd like to welcome Karen Lister from Umi Real Estate. Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Karen?
I'm wonderful for Monday morning.
Looking fit.
It's Monday afternoon
in
now.
Your gym gear yes. again.
Oh, I am yes. in my
so
gym gear again.
So jealous when you come in your gym gear.
Well, Monday tends to be a desk day, so I go yes, to the gym and then I have a desk day, so most people don't see me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we're going to talk about autumn. Oh, this is my favourite time of the year.
It doesn't feel like autumn, but does it?
It doesn't feel like autumn. Today it feels like autumn. I've got like jeans and longer sleeve on and I'm so happy in my, because I don't like the heat. So selling our houses in autumn, is it a good time to sell? What's your view on autumn?
Look, I think I've probably mentioned before, I think any time is great to sell. You sell when you're ready to. But there's this assumption, rightly or wrongly, that springtime is the perfect time to sell. I don't necessarily agree with it, and particularly in a changing market that like we're in now. I think autumn, if you look at the amount of visitors that come to the mountains mm-hmm. in autumn and winter, a lot of stock tends to hit the market in spring. So it can be an advantage to go to market in autumn when you don't have as much competition. That's right. So, you know, the less product or stock or houses, whatever you, however you want to put it, that are on the market, the more likelihood it is that you'll get a premium price, and because you haven't got as much competition, people don't have as much to look at. The other thing I suppose to keep in mind is I feel that over that long Christmas break, it's when many people decide to make a change in their life.
Mm.
So they come back, they settle their kids into school, and then they start prepping their house for sale and, you know, applying for different jobs or whatever. So by the time autumn comes, people are ready to make that change. So they'll list and sell. And in light of what's happening in this market, and the market has flattened, the urgency has come off it. So who knows what we're going to face come spring.
I think you make a valid point too with the location of which we are being in the mountains, that autumn is actually a beautiful time in the mountains.
It's
and I
stunning.
Think traditionally people think of springtime because they've just come out of the cold, daggy old winter where everything's dark and gloomy and the sun's shining, and so it puts their properties in a more favourable light. But it makes sense that autumn in this location would actually probably be more beautiful because if you've got, I don't know, whatever those, what are they called? Deciduous trees? Are they the ones that change colours?
Deciduous trees, yes.
I'm drawing on some stuff from high school there.
Yes.
You're obviously a Ken gardener.
Aren't deciduous the ones that don't, no, it's right.
Evergreens don't lose their leaves.
Anyway, the ones that go brown and fall down and look beautiful in autumn, is that autumn?
That's autumn.
I'm laughing because my husband, who's possibly listening to us, hello, darling, has just text me, 60% chance of rain, Pete, in the according to the weather app. So it's coming.
That's service for you.
That is service for you.
To water your deciduous trees.
That's true. Oh, too funny. So what about a hot spot? Is there a hot spot in the mountains at the moment?
Look, in my opinion, Lawson. Lawson has to be.
Oh.
If you look.
So why?
They've developed those shops really well, I believe, as much as I wasn't a fan in the beginning. There's some great, cool little retailers going in there, some very good cafes and restaurants. So there's a bit of infrastructure.
There is a bit of infrastructure
It's quite easy to park. And the road's now totally through. What was that?
There's a bit of land release as well.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on, and I think you get a lot of bang for your buck, so to speak, in the mid-mountains. It's never really had the peaks and troughs like the upper mountains or the lower mountains has had.
Yeah, I actually would agree with you.
So I'm wondering if it's part of that urban spread that – you know, you see from Parramatta moving out to Penrith, but maybe the mountains is having its own little urban spread whereby a lot of people still, Katoomba is a little bit far if you're travelling into the city. But I know when I'm talking with my clients, and particularly a lot of clients in that smaller price bracket are prepared to travel that little bit further. Mm. It's really only, 15 minutes from, say, you know, the bottom of the hill, maybe a bit more, about 20.
It's a little more.
Yeah.
It's certainly if people are commuting, each train stop you know, is another 5 minutes. So if you're looking at the difference between Blackheath or Lawson, you know, it's substantial if you're commuting to the city or to Parramatta or even the bottom of the mountain. You do get a lot for your money. And it's the frost line also. So
the frost line?
That's the frost line. So, it starts to be a lot more temperate.
Right.
Once you hit Lawson. So you don't get
the
seasonality.
Does that mean the frost
line?
That means you get the frost in Lawson and you don't get the frost? Okay,
no,
so beyond Lawson you get the frost.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I don't get frost at my place. Do you get frost at yours?
No.
No, we've never had a frost. I've lived at my house for 12, going on 13
I have to
years.
Get out with the credit card and get the ice off my windscreen in winter at times, but I love the season.
But then that's
that's the mountains.
The mountains.
And
right.
When you go, as soon as you hit Bullabar and you go up the hill, like that's when the temperature changes.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? So I understand that would be why.
So Lawson also has a and I'm the word is failing me, the industrial area that's growing there.
That industrial area is quite surprising. We had a chamber function down there just recently, and I didn't realise how many businesses were down there in that area.
Well, that's where I go to the gym. So.
Right.
Okay. So I go to the CrossFit gym in Lawson.
Yes.
And which is down in the industrial estate. And, yeah, I think a lot of people probably don't know that it's there, and there's King Storage is it down there, and you know there's
which is locals. I mean,
it's
locals
local.
Love it.
Exactly.
Love it when everybody doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
But I think they've done a reasonable job of putting new businesses in those shops, and a lot of the cafes, and there's a tapas bar going in, and you know there's a florist and a newsagent, and it makes it convenient and easy for people.
Mm. So it was a little bit slow kicking off, wasn't it?
It was. And in fact, I lived there years ago and there was nothing there. You know, it was when the shops were being pulled down. And so.
Well, even before they pulled down those shops,
there was nothing.
I have to say, there was nothing.
There was
in Lawson.
Nothing.
And I never stopped in Lawson. Whereas now there's definitely a reason to stop. There's a beautiful florist there that I've seen, and I've heard about the coffee shop.
Cortado's great. Yes,
maybe
it's
a coffee
shop.
Maybe we should go there on the way home after the show today. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
And pick up some lunch. Anyway.
Yeah.
So but it's clearly different.
Yeah. And for people moving in, particularly if they're moving. It always concerns me when I see people moving in from, say, the inner west, which is my old stomping ground, to then go to a suburb with no infrastructure.
Mm.
Because you're so used to being able to just amble up and get a coffee or, you know, some bread or whatever it might be. And so to isolate yourself to the other extent is quite dangerous, I think.
Yes, good point.
Yeah, and look, it's... There's some great old homes in Lawson. There's some lovely old weatherboards. And so the more...
Is the residential part on both sides of the highway?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is there... I know in Katoomba, for instance, I think there's a demographic difference, isn't there, between the two sides? The north and the south. You know, people tend to use
I think less words. So in Lawson.
Yeah. I'd hope so.
A little
there's
bit.
There's less so down the mountain for sure, because I don't think we get that in Springwood, do we?
No, I don't
or
think so.
Or Bridge, which side you live on? Does it
well,
really matter?
Springwood's, well, I suppose it does have
quite
a small
spread.
Side on the.
Just a different, I think a different feel.
Yeah.
Wentworth Falls is one of the few villages in the mountains that has the same average north and south. Very different feel. North and south, but the average real estate is about the same. Whereas
so
Lura, there's
value.
A
it's the same sort of value.
Yeah. So, and probably a similar demographic. Whereas Lura has a huge disconnect, and as does Katoomba, just in demographic, and price. So, whereas Lawson and Hazelbrook would probably be similar
I'm
on both sides.
Fascinated by those kinds of dynamics.
Mm. Mm.
I am always fascinated. Like if I look at a suburb like Lura and which side of the highway you're on in Lura or even Katoomba and, you know, I just marvel. I just think it's amazing that you can
have
that difference.
Yeah. Look, you get a lot of people from Sydney that will not look at anything bar South Lura, which I find amusing. And when I say that, you know, to me, you fall in love with a house. And
well, that's my point.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. The north side of Lura tends to be locals. So it has a different feel. Let's just say a different feel because it tends to be local families, young families, whereas the south side is very busy, a lot of holiday homes, quite transient, and an older demographic. And so there's nothing wrong with either. But
it's a home.
It's a home. So you're looking for a home. Yeah. And yeah.
But then on the flip side of that, if you were a local, for instance, and if just your availability to the corner grocery store, the kids walking to school, those things I think do definitely come into play. Not so much if you've got money and you're just coming out for a postcode, which is a different aspect. But I suppose, yeah, if you are local, then it's more around the locality to which you can access what you need.
Definitely. And I find people either want to be right in or right out.
Yeah.
In the mountains, though, it's very hard to be right in and not hear the highway and the railway because obviously a town is built from the rail out.
Yeah.
And probably a large percentage of the high-end real estate, particularly the beautiful oldies, are along the railway. Mm. And so it makes it difficult because, you know, you don't really sort of plan to come up from the city and live on the railway.
Mm.
You know, and those old homes, they don't have the insulation, they don't have the double glazing and all those sort of luxuries that you would want when you're on the highway.
Well, those mod cons now are compulsory along the rail, because I live on the rail corridor and we've got an older house, so we're getting access to the government subsidising us to have insulation and soundproofing putting onto our windows, which will be cool.
Mm.
So there is some things in place for that, because they're going to increase that rail corridor, that train.
Yes.
That good old coal train's going to start coming a bit more frequently.
I think you get used to it, but isn't it? Like, I mean, we sort of live very close to the highway and also the railway, and we
know.
You do
get used to it.
You do.
I agree.
And even in this last week where I mentioned to Andrea earlier, the my internet provider in their wisdom has cut my internet, which is also attached to my alarm, which has been beeping every 20 seconds for 7 days.
Maybe that's what
now.
It was yesterday. I got called to a house that I had on the market. They're away and the alarm had been going off all day, and perhaps that's what it was. This was in Bulleboro yesterday.
Mine is a physical mistake that someone has actually made in relation to they were supposed to fix my fax.
Maybe the same technician. Could be the same technician making
drove
a mistake.
The backhoe through Hazelbrook and
all over the
off.
Mountain.
The point being, we actually sat there. We were away for the weekend, so that was quite fortunate. But we sat there last night and said, I think we're getting used to this beeping sound, which is literally every 20 seconds. But we can now function in the house. We can watch TV. we're sleeping with the door closed and earplugs. But we're becoming used to it. So anyway, that's a bit of a funny take on it. But the point being that you do very much get used to your surroundings. And the mountains was built via a highway and a railway.
Absolutely. Look, I lived under the flight path when I lived in the city and, you know, I didn't bat an eyelid.
Yes, my my sister-in-law did too, and she said you'd be on the phone and you just go, oh, hang on a second, and you just wait for it to go, and you just were used to it.
Yeah.
The other thing in the mountains is that you can I actually live closer to the highway now than what I ever have, and I hear it less because of the lay of the land. So you can actually be, as the crow flies, a lot further away and hear the highway and the railway more than –
Yeah, true.
So
the advice is, if you've cashed up or you want to buy a house, hit Lawson and don't let autumn's a good time.
Autumn's
it's
a great
always
time.
A good
get
time.
Get on the market. Yeah. Absolutely. Get on the market.
Fantastic. Perfect. Well, thanks Karen. Karen. Lovely
Thank you.
To see
if
you
anyone
again.
Anyone wants to find out more about your real estate business, they can contact you at umirealestate.com.au.
They decide autumn is the time for them to sell. They've been doing all that pre-work.
That's it.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.